League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Don't get boxed in by a whiteboarding app with limited functionality. Try Lucid, the visual collaboration platform that covers your team's entire spectrum of work. With Lucid, you can host virtual brainstorms and so much more. Diagram important processes, conduct cross-functional planning on an infinite visual canvas, power your workflows with data and intelligent automation, and bring your best ideas to life. Try Lucid for free at lucid.co/Spotify.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the WTF1 podcast.
Fernando Alonso to Aston Martin edition. What?
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 Alonso with the bombshell on Monday morning.
I mean, does Fernando have any respect to drop such early news on a Monday morning that he is going to Aston Martin? What on earth?
Another Alonso master plan.
How? I mean, surely. Surely. There's got to be cash involved. Lawrence Stroll must have opened the briefcase.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, 100%. He wanted a top-tier driver. And dare I say that it's almost like a like-for-like replacement with Sebastian Vettel, that you've got, you know, like a really established world championship name that, with the greatest of respect, getting on a bit. I know Alonso's a lot older than Vettel, but in terms of like the driver expected, like that fits the Vettel mold that he was there to do, Alonso is kind of like just dropped straight in there. It's pretty wild. I mean,
Vettel's
it's just
like, nah, I've had enough.
Six days it took him.
And Lawrence was like, Fernando, I'm going to give you 50 billion.
He must have been enormous. Why? Right. Should we just sort the elephant in the room out now and say that Aston Martin are terrible and never really look like improving, and now maybe by some miracle, I thought Fernando wanted to come back and win,
yeah.
not just race. And Aston Martin, really, it seems an odd one. Do you want to
multi-year as well? Multi-year contract. Yeah. So Fernando will be going until he's 50. That's confirmed. He will be cashing in until he hits the big 5-0. What did you want to cover, Tommy?
I guess the first thing is that there's a little bit of beef between Ocon and Alonso in that race, wasn't there?
There was.
And the fact that... Sorry.
Oh, bless you. Oh, God. Tommy is absolutely shocked that Fernando Alonso is going to Alpine. He died. He's died live on Twitch. Follow us on WTF1 Official. He's still coughing. Oh my God, he's lost it. Oh, he's crying. Oh God, if you're listening on audio,
it's made me choke on my cereal.
Yeah, Tommy just muted himself. That was such a shame. He's all choked up.
Sorry, it's emotional. Right. I really want Fernando to win another title. Well, he wasn't going to win at Alpine. But yeah, Ocon and Alonso had a bit of beef. There was not only the moment where Ocon sort of essentially blocked Fernando to allow Danny Ric through, but a video emerged of Ocon at the start, where he's pretty much looking at Alonso in his mirror and putting him in the wall at the start and slowly going slow. And I know Ocon is not one to shy away from racing his teammate aggressively, but wow, didn't see that coming. I guess Alonso, yeah, obviously didn't care because he knew he was off.
So
absolutely wild.
Let's explore. Oh. That was a noise. Let's explore. Why would Fernando Alonso join Aston Martin?
Dollar bills.
Making it rain.
Yeah. Well, a lot of money. I guess they signed Ocon on a very long old deal, didn't they?
Mm.
And he's kind of matched Alonso in the points, been there, thereabouts with him, probably done been more consistent, but not had the better standout performances, I guess. And Alonso's just doing what Alonso does and just jumping teams all the time. We thought it might be Danny Ric doing it, but no. And I guess it sorts, I don't know if we just want to go into this straight away, but it sorts another Alpine problem out, which is Oscar Piastri.
Absolutely.
And that's going to be announced, I think, today.
Yeah.
I'm calling it. They'll announce it today because they're embarrassed by the fact, they'll be embarrassed by the fact that Alonso's left them on and he's decided to go, and Alpine will want a bit of the
good
headlines.
Press.
Good
yeah.
press. And they'll announce Piastri today. I'm calling it now. But it sorts it out, doesn't it? Sorts that pickle out that they are in of what they do. And yeah, sorted.
Okay, interesting. So Fernando off to Aston Martin. We assume Oscar Piastri to Alpine, but we also assumed that maybe Piastri was going to Williams. So now that opens up
potentially...
So who
goes to Williams?
Or does
Gotifi
stay? Did that purple
FP3,
sector one
yeah.
from that FP3 save
they
his
saw
bacon?
The potential. I think it's Latifi stays or it's Logan Sargeant, and they're the ones that get the American driver first.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So, right, Fernando Alonso. I know there's going to be a lot of talk, you know, as you say, about maybe Esteban
career
Ocon
choices.
Shoving yeah. Well, that as well, but also Esteban Ocon shoving him in the wall and him and Fernando just going, well, enough is enough. I'm off to Aston. I can just imagine
it would
the conversation.
Before, yeah.
I can imagine a conversation though, in another reality where Fernando's gone, well, if Esteban does that again, I'm leaving. And Alpine go, well, actually, Esteban is well within his rights of doing that. And he's gone, well, I'm gonna go to Aston Martin then. And they went, go on then. And now this has happened.
He's broken Esty Bestie's heart and he shoved him in the wall because he wasn't happy about him leaving. This is absolutely mad.
I can't believe it.
I can't believe it. No, I thought we'd get a bit of a summer break before, but it's been 6 days since Vettel announced his retirement. We've had a race, a bonkers race, which we'll do our we're going to be doing our race podcast in a bit. And then Alonso drops his bombshell. He loves the headlines. I reckon he's done it on purpose. He's like, no, I want the summer break to be about me. And he's dropped it there. It's mad. I can't believe it. Do we think, I guess here's another conversation. Do we think Aston Martin will improve next year? I think Alonso puts them higher up the grid. But I don't think, I just can't see them being like podiums and winning races. And whereas Alpine, yeah, lots of no's in the chat.
Maybe he's seen that cheeky rear wing at Budapest and gone,
maybe.
That looks saucy, doesn't it? I can't see why. Because, you know, he even said to the press, didn't he? Oh, we're building something with Alpine. This is a project I've been working on. Yada, yada, yada. Lawrence Stroll takes him out for dinner and everything changes. It's amazing what money can do. Huh?
They're literally behind Haas in the driver's title. I know Haas are having a decent season, but they are only Williams are worse than Aston Martin this year.
This can't be part of L-Plan.
This can't be L-Plan, can it? This is... dollar sign plan.
I was going to say, what if L plan all along was just a cash grab? What if it was? What if Fernando never wanted to win?
He just wanted some headlines again. No, I think genuinely he does just love Formula One. And we've said before that drivers, however much they go, oh, IndyCar or sports car, this is great, I get to win now. The even being in a midfield car in Formula One, they want to come back. It's the pinnacle of motorsport. It's a circus. It's a whole like incredible thing that they just can't get away from.
I'm just so confused because I would understand the move if he was being beaten by Esteban Ocon. And fair enough, in the championship he is, but that's due to a lot of bad luck and things not going Fernando's way really this year. You know, reliability problems and so on. But it's fair to say that Alonso has the measure of Ocon most of the time, although Ocon has had a reasonable season as well. The only thing that it points to is money. It's not like he's been ousted out of the team, I don't think. Now, no, let's talk about career choices.
Just one thing. I just need to just shout out someone's comment because it's brilliant. Freddie Do. This is L plan. The L stands for Lawrence. It's Lawrence plan.
Wow.
Big brain. Big brain time there.
I mean, technically L plan. It's EL plan. So what,
no, that was a decoy.
Oh, it was a decoy.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good to know. The Lance plan is in form right now. But let's talk about Fernando Alonso's career moves and how questionable they've been over the years.
Yeah.
Is this another L in Fernando Alonso's
another
career
L
choices?
Plan. yes, it is. Let's be honest. He's, if you look at his whole career, he got into Renault. Unbelievable. In my opinion, in terms of raw talent, when you take away the politics side of Formula One and stupid decisions and stuff, I think he is one of the most raw talented drivers of all time in Formula One, in terms of just driving a car. You know, he nearly won a championship in a tractor, that Ferrari in 2012, against the Red Bull. And he, at McLaren, obviously went up against Lewis Hamilton, and he had a championship-winning car and decided, I don't want to be in this team with Hamilton, and jumped to Renault, who were a midfield team. Then he goes to Ferrari, and Ferrari just didn't happen. He left Ferrari, and they started winning. And then he joined McLaren, and McLaren were dreadful. And then he left McLaren when they started actually going on the up, when they had Sainz. And I know they weren't winning, but, you know, they started popping in a few podiums and stuff with Sainz and Lando. Gone to Alpine. Alpine look probably the fourth fastest car this year. You could say, oh, well, what's the difference? He's going to be in the midfield anyway. But it does feel like a backward step again. And it's just very Alonso, which is a shame because there's no doubt in my mind that if he was in a top car, I mean, if he was in, you know, a Merc, Ferrari or Red Bull, he'd be winning races still. He's got it in him, even at 41. But he just doesn't have the political choices and the moves and stuff. And just seems a bit desperate now, doesn't it? That he's just like, oh, please, just I just want to win. Just give me a car.
It seems like this project that he's been part of with Alpine, he's decided, no, we're not going to win races next year. Let's roll the dice and go to Aston Martin, see if they'll do it. And
what
then
does
if
it
Aston
say?
Martin don't produce, yeah, we'll roll the dice again and go to Haas, and then we'll go to Williams, and then he'll just keep dotting around until he's 50 and just hope that one of those cars will be a championship-winning car.
What does it say about drivers' trust in Alpine as well? Because essentially Daniel Ricciardo did exactly the same thing. Went there. Oh, Renault project. Yeah, they're a manufacturer. It's the hybrid era. They're going to pump loads of money in and be good. Oh, no, they're still in the midfield. I'm off. And then Alonso's done the same thing. And he's gone, no, this isn't working. I'm off.
It's such a loss for Alpine, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because you lose what I would assume to be Fernando Alonso as a team leader, as someone that is not afraid to say exactly how it is and to push a team forward. And, you know, obviously he has burnt his bridges, but I'm sure, you know, his natural talent comes through when it comes to developing a car and how he wants it, et cetera, et cetera. And we've seen that, you know, he's popped it on the front row of the grid in Canada, could have easily got on the front row in Australia if he'd had, you know, better reliability and things like that, where it's such a special performance that, you know, we haven't really seen from Esteban Ocon as such. You know, he's consistently decent and picking up points, but it doesn't really have that extra little bit of magic that Fernando Alonso,
Magic Alonso
brings in. And I feel like that magic's going to be wasted at Aston Martin. Aston to be that far back at the start of new regulations
is a worry. When people thought that was their chance, right? I know they're in a building process and it's their plan and they're building their factory and all this kind of stuff, but Alonso doesn't have the time.
No.
I know he's signed this multi-year deal, but he is 41 and he will have to stop at some point. So I get if it's a driver like, you know, like when Michael Schumacher went to Ferrari, right? He he left Benetton, saw that Ferrari were going to, could potentially improve, but he knew it would be 3-4 years. Like, Alonso doesn't have 4 years to wait for Aston Martin to be good. So
that's the thing. He's joining a team that's in much more building stages than you'd have to say Alpine is, where, fair enough, Alpine are the fourth fastest car, but they're the fourth fastest car, and they're trying to chip away at the front three. I don't know. It seems like a wrong move for me from a competitive standpoint, but I'm sure Fernando is laughing all the way to the bank with this. But it's crazy, because unless Fernando had wind of Sebastian Vettel leaving Aston Martin a little bit earlier than what we all knew, you said it, Tommy, 6 days. And Fernando's like, nope, I'm off, bye. I know that he said to the press, any team that's got an open seat, I'm willing to talk to, sort of thing. But we didn't actually believe
it. No, we didn't believe that. We thought that was just a bit of a bluff for Alpine to say, go on, give me some more dollar bills in my contract and maybe make Ocon a number two driver.
Maybe.
But,
I suppose from a Fernando Alonso domination of a team aspect, perhaps he hasn't liked the fact that Esteban Ocon doesn't keel over a little bit and just let him lead from the front and get out of the way when they're fighting and things like that. I know Fernando said to the press, it's just hard racing, et cetera, et cetera. Obviously, he wasn't very happy in Hungary. But when you're going to Aston Martin, Fernando's probably going to 23-0 Lance Stroll.
Yeah. Yeah, it's wild. I guess one thing we should mention, and we did briefly talk about it, is it is good news that I think Piastri is going to be on the grid. That's a good thing for Formula One.
So very, do you think it thing. Confirms Piastri to twin? To Alpine in 2023.
Yeah, 100%. I cannot see it being. Yeah, I'm going to say it. No, 100%. Danny Rick goes back.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah. No, 100%. They've got Ocon signed on a big deal, so he's their experienced driver, even though he still feels fairly new. But I guess he's got experience now, and he's doing a good job. So he's their driver, and then Piastri is now the hot talent. Finally. I'm going to jinx it now, and Piastri's not going to go there, but saying he is there, finally, Renault and Alpine have put one of their academy drivers in their cars.
Yeah,
and
all it took, Tommy, don't
was Fernando
it.
Alonso to get a briefcase from Lawrence Stroll with £1 billion in it.
I see a lot, because we're live on Twitch right now. I see a lot of questions about, what about Pierre Gasly?
No, it's Piastri.
He signed too early.
I'm going to die on this hill. It's Piastri, 100%.
Yeah.
He's going to get announced probably even today.
You reckon today? Okay.
Yeah. Interesting. I can't see it being anyone else. And it would be good for F1, because it's a shame that, not to be savage, but I watched F2. I've watched like F2 this weekend and stuff. There's no one really stands out to me.
Hear me out.
Go on.
Hear me out. Charles Leclerc.
Charles Leclerc. Oh my God. Imagine if this just sends it into pandemonium.
I've had enough. I'm off.
Yeah. Danny Rick goes to Ferrari. Oh my God. Imagine this. But no, if Piastri does go, which I'm 99% sure now you've mentioned Charles Leclerc, he will. It will be great for Formula One, because he won everything, and it was criminal, really, that he didn't get a seat in Formula One when he won everything, and is, in my opinion, one of the only proper, like, really, really, really good young talents in motorsport right now. So he deserves to be in F1. But yeah, just imagine if it doesn't happen, or are people saying, what if he's already signed the Williams contract and can't get out of it, and then they have to replace him with someone
that's
else?
That's definitely going to be a thing now, because you've said, I'll die on this hill. It's 100% happening that he's going to Alpine. He's staring at his Williams contract right now going, oh no.
It's wild. What a start to the summer break, eh, guys?
That is, quite something. I'm just going to put that into the... Going to put it into the atmosphere, Leclerc to Alpine, see what happens.
Yeah, let's get even worse.
I mean, you...
At least you'd know where you're finishing.
True. Yeah, you have a car that can finish seventh and you finish seventh rather than having a car that can win the title and finish seventh.
So, yeah, at least your expectations weren't destroyed through that.
Yeah.
Any other reasons, Tommy, that Aston Martin have taken on Fernando Alonso, or Fernando Alonso has gone to Aston Martin?
I just think it's part of the Aston's DNA that they want to be this super team. And even if the results of them languishing at the back and barely getting out of Q1 shows that they're not a super team, it fits the mold perfectly. And again, Alonso, in my opinion, is one of the best drivers of all time. And Lawrence Stroll is 100% going to say that on the three occasions in the year that Lance Stroll beats him and goes, my boy beat Fernando Alonso.
Beat a world champion twice.
It works. He beat Vettel and that was... it works very nicely for Stroll again. And it's still in a bit of shock, to be honest. It's wild.
It is shocking. Yeah.
Right. Before we head off,
yeah,
let's predict the sequence of events that happens then. So Alonso's gone to Aston Martin.
Yeah,
the free Alpine seat goes to Piastri, and the Williams seat.
I think they could keep Latifi.
If not, Logan Sargeant. But I think they might want.
But is Logan Sargeant like blowing away everybody?
No, he's not.
No,
but he's American, and Williams are sort of
wanting to tap into that market.
Yeah,
wanting
to tap into that market, so it'd be good for them. People saying, "What about DeVries?" I'm not. I'm sorry, but you know,
I mean, Toto said that he can't help him with a seat, and there's a Mercedes connection. So surely, if there was any hope of him sending him to Williams, they would.
You know, I'm here for the Dutchies, but I'm not on the De Vries hype train, I'm afraid. It's just not happening. Mm. He's a very good driver, and he probably missed his chance.
Herta, no. I just don't see that happening. I really don't.
No, not till Andretti potentially come in, but that sort of stalled a bit, hasn't it?
Mm.
All that chat.
Definitely. Well, chat, we are going to wrap it because we got loads of other things to do today.
Yeah.
a Monday after a race is not a good time for Fernando Alonso. And that's why Fernando does it. He's
one
just
last troll for everyone. Well, I say one last troll. He's okay, around.
Yeah, he's going to be here till he's 50, mate. So I don't know what you're on about. He's around for quite some time. Bless him. Thank you, everybody. See you soon. We'll be Twitch streaming soon. So make sure to follow. Love you all. Bye.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.